Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too. Karen is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the host of the outstanding program, Speak for Yourself. She's the author of a number of books on how to put your best foot forward. The Naked Truth about Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling. You're starting to get the picture here where it's all about putting your best foot forward and being heard above the noise. That's what we're going to talk about today. And she also is a cousin of the legendary Albert Einstein. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. We love having you on the show. So, Karen, one of the things I know that you've been doing a lot of talking about lately on multiple continents is how to get how to be heard above the noise, whether it's your own message, whether it's your business's message. There are certain fundamentals, and this is something, folks, I consider this to be another installment of my effort this year, Karen, to help people focus on the fundamentals, regardless of your generation, regardless of how you make a living, regardless of what you do. There are certain marketplace fundamentals that were true 500 years ago, and they're just as important today. And some of the things you're going to tell us about are part of those fundamentals.
Absolutely. When I think back to the story behind our message, what I want to talk about today, this is so valuable for small business owners, large business owners, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, big business, and it's six words. It's a simple six words, hard to put together, hard to do, but easy to say. And here it is. Our strategic formula for getting above the noise is to show up, speak up, and follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that formula together when I began to think about how I managed to end up at a press conference in Jerusalem and have that go viral to over 106 publications around the world. What I have a business in Dallas, Texas, Jim. What am I doing in Jerusalem at a press conference?
And you raise longhorn cattle on the side.
Right. I live in the heart of Dallas. I'm an urban girl, and on the weekends I am in this little farm in the middle of nowhere with adorable about 9 longhorn cows.
And the next day you're on an esteemed panel at Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
Yes.
I mean only in America, right?
Well, that's true. But for anybody listening to us, wherever they come from, that formula to show up, speak up, and follow up is the way this happens. And you have to do it, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, consistently.
Yeah.
And it's what you've done for all these years, Jim. I mean, I can start sharing the etymology, how this thing started, and we can go from there. But what is show up? Let's just start by saying, what does it mean to show up? And I think it means you and your organization need to show up both physically and digitally.
Well, it also means literally to be there, but it also means
exactly.
to show up with show, it also means to show up with the goods, to show up with the critical mass, to show up with the ability to perform. Showing up is it starts with physically being there, But also, what have you got in your kit bag? What did you bring to the table? That's also a part of showing up too, isn't it?
Exactly. You have to show up with your content, your product, your services, your elevator speech, your confidence.
Yeah.
You have to show up with your body language, and physically and digitally. And it's one of the great things about your program. I mean, you interview so many people over the course of time, and all of us are showing up with you digitally, and then we put it out there in the marketplace.
21 and a half years, Karen. I've never called sick. I've never said, let's just forget about it today. 21 and a half years. If the show was on, I was here. You know, one of the great things that happened real quick story that several years ago, I was helping the SBA with their small business event, the big annual small business gala in Washington D.C.
Yeah.
That was the year that Hurricane Elizabeth, I think, came ashore right in Washington, and the government shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that morning, people who knew I was helping to put the thing together called me my hotel and said, "We still having this thing?" And I said, "Are you kidding me? We're small business owners. We show up." And you know what? The rest of the city shut down, and we had our SBA event. Small businesses show up.
And not only do you show up consistently, but you show up with at least it sounds like you're in a great mood. I feel quite assured that every single day of these 21 years, you didn't always feel great physically or emotionally, and that doesn't show, because we're there to solve the other person's problem. They're not there to solve ours.
That's called professionalism. That's called professionalism, isn't it? When you're a pro, it's not about you. It's about the other people.
About the other person, no matter what's going on in your personal life.
Yeah.
And you show up. The marketplace doesn't come to you. You go to the marketplace.
Right.
And it has to happen in person. It has to happen online. And as you said, it has to happen with your toolkit of professionalism and body language and verbiage and results. So that's the first step.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about speaking up and following up, and we're going to get a report on from Karen about her trip to Jerusalem and what she did over there. Karen,
how I got there.
I need your website.
SpeakForYourself.com.
They can find your books there and your programs and all the things and all your whole
everything.
Story. It's all there, folks.
Blog.
SpeakForYourself.com. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Karen Cortell Rice. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.